Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chula.
John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillum from 1948. Put him in the show because, well, there was a lot of blues music happening at the Vancouver Folk Festival, including Steve Dawson, which you heard before him, with Singing the Blues. Steve Dawson is a Canadian from Vancouver, living in Nashville and producing some of the best records coming out of there, as well as, well, coming out of Canada. He's produced music from Matt Anderson and so many more, and is an incredible music director. So, kudos to Steve. He helped put the Neil Young tribute together, and it was fabulous. Got to play that on the main stage on a Saturday night in Van City. Nadidio is on the show as well from the West Coast and has played the festival as well. I got to hang out with Nadidi in Canmore a couple years back, and here's a song called Call Me Queen on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
call me queen.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a tune called Bangoru. It's a remix from the group Bab El Blues, and it's a New Orleans-style kind of remix that the band from, well, they're a Moroccan-French group, and now they've got that little nice twist in there, too. Saw them at the festival, and it was awesome. We also have music from Namgar. They are based in a little tiny village which borders Mongolia and the mountains of the Russian Republic in eastern Siberia. Really cool stuff. Namgar means white cloud, so you're going to hear them shortly. Also, Medicine Singers, they are an Algonquin powwow group. They've got a tune called Hawk Song coming up. Blue Moon Marquee, they won the Juno for Best Blues Artist of the Year a couple years ago. They're going to be on the show with Hound Dog on a Chain. They're from Wild Rose Country. and Ruthie Foster, a Grammy Award-winning soul singer and R&B blues singer, who was at the festival. I did the gospel session with her and a few other people, and Rich Hope was on that session. We're going to play him later. Also on that particular stage was Meredith Moon, the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. We're going to play her as well. And right now, for your listening pleasure, this is Like Flowers. That's the song title. And this is Ruthie Foster on the jukebox.
Living in each warm land now. music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. The cry of the kittiwake rings out across the Northern Ocean. Kittiwakes were well known to even the earliest northern seafarers. Named for its rhythmic calls, the black-legged kittiwake, as it's known in North America, is a dapper oceanic gull. The tips of its pale gray wings look as though they've been dipped in black ink. Unlike many gulls, kittiwakes spend most of the year at sea and are seldom seen inland. Vast numbers live on the Bering Sea, where they are by far the most abundant gull. Ornithologist Arthur Bent wrote of nesting kittiwakes, "This species is always associated in my mind with the dark, frowning cliffs of the frozen north, which tower for hundreds of feet above the stormy, ice-bound seas until lost to sight in shrouds of mist and fog. A safe retreat in which to raise their hardy offspring." In winter, black-legged kittiwakes can be found along the west coast from southern Alaska to Baja California, and along the east coast from Labrador to Florida. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you can get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Music has always been important to Corinne Stein. The daughter of a musician, she grew up in rural Colombia and was surrounded by local folk music.
Music has been, since I arrived in the U.S., the way to keep my cultural background with me. And whatever I do with music always comes deeply from the heart and from my soul.
So she says music is a natural way for her to share her concerns about climate change and pollution, which disproportionately affect Latino communities. Hoy este arrullo es para la madre tierra, que tiene fiebre y no la escuchan, no la escuchan en su agonía. Stein is the director of Eco Musica, a project of Moms Clean Air Force and leader of the Son Tierra Ensemble. This group of Latino musicians writes and performs songs that call for cleaner air and climate action.
We have the words in our songs, but I don't think the words, right off the bat, is what people remember. What they first resonate with